Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. Today, we're diving into a major development in the world of financial regulation. Europe's new anti-money laundering watchdog, the ARMLA, has issued a strong warning about the risks posed by crypto assets. Bruna Shigo, the chair of this authority, has made it clear that the crypto market is a top priority for them. What's your first thought on this?
Morning, Alice. Yeah, this definitely sounds like a wake-up call. The fact that they're singling out crypto as their biggest challenge says a lot. I mean, Shigo is pointing out that the crypto market is significantly exposed to money laundering and terrorism financing risks. That's no small statement. It's interesting how fragmented the EU market is and how crypto providers are trying to get licenses there. I wonder why that is.
Right, and the reason is probably because of that cross-border nature of crypto. You can transfer it so fast and it's often anonymous. That makes it a perfect tool for bad actors. It's not just about the transactions themselves, but the structure of the industry. Shigo is emphasizing the need to look at the beneficial owners of these crypto service providers. That's a key point.
Absolutely. She's saying regulators need to know who the shareholders are and where they are. That's a big shift. It's not just about monitoring the transactions, but the people behind the companies. And she's not the only one raising alarms. The Financial Action Task Force also highlighted that 75% of jurisdictions aren't fully compliant with their requirements. That's a staggering number.
Exactly, and this isn't just about Europe. The US is taking a different approach. Under Trump, they've been more crypto-friendly, dropping high-profile cases and pushing for integration into the mainstream financial system. This contrast is interesting. It shows how different regions are approaching the same problem.
Yeah, and the US is close to passing legislation that will make the sector more closely integrated. That's a big move. But back to Europe, the ARMLA is planning to supervise 40 of the biggest financial institutions by 2028. And some of those will likely be crypto service providers. That's a clear signal of how seriously they're taking this.
And they're not just talking, they're taking action. The ARMLA is working on several initial options, including a thematic review of national authorities and joint market analysis with financial intelligence units. It's a big task, especially with only 30 staff right now. They plan to expand to 430 employees by 2028, which is a lot.
Shigo mentioned it takes 6 to 9 months to hire someone, so they're racing against time. And the key message is about compliance. They want to ensure that crypto companies have effective compliance systems from day one. That means having someone on the board who understands anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism finance. It's about building the right structure.
Right, and this isn't just about Europe. The US is taking a different approach, but the underlying issue remains the same. How do you balance innovation with regulation? That's the big question here. The crypto sector is evolving so fast, and regulators are trying to keep up.
And this isn't just about Europe. The US is taking a different approach, but the underlying issue remains the same. How do you balance innovation with regulation? That's the big question here. The crypto sector is evolving so fast, and regulators are trying to keep up.
It really is, and with the recent case against Binance, it's clear that enforcement is already happening. France is investigating them over suspicions of breaking EU laws, and the company has denied it. But the fact that they're even under investigation shows how serious the risks are.
And Binance isn't the only one. Their co-founder was sentenced to prison in the US for failing to prevent money laundering. The company was fined $4.3 billion. That's a massive fine. It shows the cost of non-compliance.
Yes, and that's a wake-up call for the industry. The ARMLA is making it clear that they're not going to let crypto assets be a free-for-all. They're going to push for consistent standards across the EU. That's going to be a challenge, especially with the fragmented market.
And that's exactly what they're warning about. Because the EU licensing is done by national authorities, there's a risk of diverging application of regulatory standards. So ARMLA is committed to using its powers to ensure that only compliant companies get approval. That's going to be key.
So it's clear that the crypto sector is under intense scrutiny. The Armler is taking a proactive approach, but they're up against a fast-moving industry. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out over the next few years.
Agreed. And with the US taking a different path, it's a global issue. The challenge is how to create a regulatory framework that keeps up with innovation while still protecting the financial system from abuse. That's the million-dollar question.
Well, that's our look at the latest developments in the crypto and regulatory space. As always, we'll keep you updated on how these stories unfold. Lewis, thanks for the insightful discussion.
Thanks, Alice. And remember, for all the latest on business and finance, you're listening to UK Business Morning.